Do you have at least one true friend that you know has your back and will always stand up for you? It's been said that friends come and go like the waves of the ocean, but the true ones stay like an octopus stuck on your face. I love that imagery. It's kind of like the proverb about how your best friend is the one that will always pick you up when you fall after they finish laughing at you. Well, the Bible speaks a great deal about friendship and the signs of true friendship. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Proverbs chapters 17, 18, and 27 will help you recognize true friends and hopefully be a guide for you to become a better friend to others. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of receiving for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind and even your eyes. We will be together for about 15 minutes. We'll begin by slowly turning over your palms and placing them down in your lap as a symbolic gesture of your desire to lay your concerns down before God. And inwardly, you may pray, Lord, I give you those moments I've been hostile, not friendly. I turn over now. I release those times I've been harsh, not kind. And I surrender the days that I've been distant and not warm. I slowly now turn those over to you, those times when I've not been a better friend. I turn them over to you now. Now slowly turn your palms up as a symbol of your desire to receive and rejoice in the Lord. Inwardly, you may pray, Lord, show me how to be more amiable and less rude, more agreeable and less angry, less irritable and more friendly. Spend a few minutes now in complete silence. Do not ask for anything. Just simply allow the Lord to show you true love and encounter Him now as a friend. As you pursue true friendship, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Proverbs. And respond softly with, Lord God, help me be a friend. Behold how good and pleasant it is when people dwell in unity. Respond softly, Lord God, help me be a friend. Gossip separates the best of friends. And respond, Lord God, help me be a friend. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? Respond once again, Lord God, help me be a friend. We all need the objective help of a friend to become better people. And respond softly, Lord God, help me be a friend. Isaiah chapter 42 reminds us that the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it. He gives you breath. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the friendship and gift from God of your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes now and simply take note of your breathing. Slow, deep belly breathing. Let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that natural rhythm. Whispering silently as you breathe in and breathe out, friendship. Just simply the word friendship. The gift of friendship. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. Just whispering your thankfulness to the Lord. Continue now to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How are you aware of His presence right now? What do you hear of Him? Even taste or smell something that reminds you of His friendship? What thoughts or emotions do you have about maybe friends that God is bringing to mind right now? Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of being present with Him in your breathing. No judgment or condemnation here as your thoughts drift. In fact, I give you permission to let your mind wander. And as your mind drifts from friendship, let that be your trigger for it to return to your awareness of God. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings from verses in different translations. Don't analyze too carefully for now. Simply listen for the gift of a word from the Holy Spirit. As you listen to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, from the New International Version. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What carefully chosen thoughts did you hear? How do they make you aware of God? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Rest here in awareness of friendships that God has given you, aware of loyalty and aware of help. Listen once again to a similar passage from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 in the Message. Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to make you aware. Let your mind drift through the imagery of close, true friendship. Listen to your third sacred reading from another similar passage from Proverbs chapter 27 in the Amplified Bible. Listen for words of true friendship. Better is an open reprimand of loving correction from a friend than love that is hidden. Faithful are the words of a friend who corrects you out of love and concern, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, because they serve a hidden agenda. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, see the friends that the Holy Spirit has brought to mind. How do you feel with them? What emotions do you feel, and where do you feel them? How do you feel them? There may be some rejoicing and thanksgiving, but there may too be some regret and hurt, maybe betrayal. Each of those are fine to feel. Just be honest and open before God now, through the Holy Spirit, to examine your friendships in this moment of contemplation. Pause if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. As you were present in your imagination concerning friendships, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here, today. Did you sense a calling from the Spirit to maybe draw closer to a certain friend? To call them? Visit them? Why? Words of appreciation or words of forgiveness and healing are so valuable. So continue to soak in the presence of God as you encounter him through these thoughts of friends. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of awareness. And let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, that the Lord God would help you be a better friend. Let me pray now that in this moment you will consider the qualities of loyalty, help, and need, showing them to others as God has shown those same qualities to you, sticking with friends as God has stuck with you, giving and receiving loving correction as God has corrected you, and faithfulness as God has been faithful to you. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now today or in the days ahead, you may have moments to consider a certain friendship, ways you can be more loyal or helpful or faithful, as God has been loyal, helpful, and faithful to you. And watch for those moments where you may think or feel, I will if they will, or I won't if they won't. Pause and consider where you would be if that was the same response that God had towards you, if he had not shown you the grace you may expect from others. So when you're ready, whether starting to wake or starting to sleep, explore friendship, the octopus sticking to your face kind of friendship. And in the process of renewing an old friendship or making a new friend, you will surely discover that not only did you do this to one of God's children, you did it unto him as well. And it will be there that you encounter God.